The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by Poetry Magazine. For over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. It's the Writer's Almanac for Friday, the 15th of August, 2008. It's the birthday of Benedict Keeley, born in County Tyrone, Northern Ireland, in 1919. When he was just a baby, three young men were murdered on the street near his house. He grew up in an area where sectarian violence was never far away, attended a Catholic grade school run by the Christian Brothers Order, and then went off to study liberal arts at University College in Dublin. He became a journalist. He was in charge of writing editorials at the Irish Independent, where they told him, he said, to avoid coming to any conclusion about anything. He started writing books as well, three of his first novels banned in Ireland on the grounds that they were in general tendency indecent or obscene. So he moved to the United States, where he was a professor at various universities and wrote his novels and his short stories, many of which first appeared in the New Yorker magazine. Benedict Keeley, who also was a broadcaster in Ireland, and who once said that he enjoyed travel, trout fishing, studying rivers, Jameson, 10-year-old whiskey, talking to a few friends in a few Dublin pubs, and singing, roaring, and or collecting ballads. He died just last year, last February. It's the birthday of Denise Chavez, born in Las Cruces, New Mexico, 1948, who started writing in her diary to comfort herself. Her parents were divorced when she was just 10. Her father was an alcoholic. She said, "I began recording everything, how I felt hurt and unloved. It became very sacred, a sacrament." She started writing plays and then wrote a novel, the first draft of which was 1,200 pages. It got whittled down to less than 500. And the book came out in 1994 at a great critical acclaim called Face of an Angel. Denise Chavez, who comes from a bilingual background and does not italicize Spanish words in her work. It's the birthday of Julia Child, born in Pasadena in 1912, who did not start cooking until she was 32 years old. She was in France. She studied at the Cordon Bleu, and she wrote a cookbook with two members of the society called Mastering the Art of French Cooking. It came out in 1961. It was called the best book about French cooking ever written in English. And it's the birthday of Sir Walter Scott, born in Edinburgh in 1771, a poet who took up writing novels to make money, Rob Roy and Ivanhoe. Sir Walter Scott, who said, "I am a Scotsman, therefore I had to fight my way into the world." Here's a poem for today by X.J. Kennedy, Mixed Up School. We have a crazy mixed up school. Our teacher, Mrs. Cheetah, makes us talk backwards. Nicer cat, you wouldn't want to meet a. To start the day, we eat our lunch, then do some heavy dome work. The boys' and girls' rooms go to us. The hamster marks our homework. At recess time, we race inside to don our diving goggles, play pin the donkey on the tail, ball foot, or app for baubles. Old Cheetah, with a chunk of chalk, writes right across two blackbirds. And when she says, "Go home," we walk the whole way barefoot backwards. Mixed Up School, poem by X.J. Kennedy. From Exploding Gravy, Poems to Make You Laugh. Used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can visit them online anytime at poetryfoundation.org. And by the Mosaic Foundation of Rita and Peter Hayden, based in Ann Arbor, honoring the literary arts and the universe of great ideas. Produced by Katrina Chikala and Ella Shavonik. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch. Hello, it's Garrison Keillor from A Prairie Home Companion, hoping you're having a good summer. We're going to have a wonderful summer at A Prairie Home with our big rhubarb tour, visiting state fairs and traveling all over the country with Susie Boggess, Fred Newman, the Guy's All-Star Shoe Band, Guy Noir, Private Eye, the News from Lake Wobegon, and so forth. For ticket information, you can visit us at prairiehome.org. The show we've always wanted to do, so we hope we'll see you this summer.